Cardinals, you know, how do you get your team down the stretch to execute in the way that they did tonight in order to pull out a win like this?
Well, I think that, you know, we tried not to be too complicated, but we had intermittently had the ball in, you know, in Trey's hands, playing pick and roll with Fave and Gordon's hands, and try to space properly and, you know, have guys that want to and can make some plays, and that's what happened. I mean, it usually comes down to players making plays. I mean, and tonight, especially, you know, Fave and Gordon, really terrific, you know, terrific job, both of them. And I asked them for that, you know, yesterday, and just felt like we needed those two guys to step up, our two best players. And, you know, Gordon wanting to guard Paul George down the stretch. Paul George was unbelievable, you know, unbelievable. What a player. And but what Fave did and what Gordon did as well was, you know, equally impressive in my mind.
Quinn, I mean, you just mentioned it, but Gordon Hayward's defense on Paul George down the stretch, it seemed like he had the best chance of anybody on the team guarding mm-hmm. him. Talk about just the kind of job he did tonight.
Well, he, you know, Gordon's begun to take challenges on the defensive end. I think he's that's something he's beginning to, or I shouldn't say beginning, that he is wanting to do. And, you know, the situation, we felt like we wanted to be aggressive in pick and roll and try to get it out of his hands. But, you know, if they're not playing pick and roll, you're left out there guarding him. And, you know, again, Gordon did a terrific job making it hard on him. And sometimes we made it hard on him. We were hanging on him, and he made shots. So the only thing I was disappointed with is that we fouled, you know, three-point shooters, which, you know, I thought that got him going a little bit.
Did you say anything after? I think you had five or six of those three-point shots. Did you say anything after one or two?
I told him you were going to try to talk to him afterwards and ask him. You
they,
ask
they
him
don't listen to me.
Apparently, they don't listen to me either. Some of it is how hard he's running and how quickly he's able to pull up. You're literally running into him. And sometimes it's lack of discipline. We're too, you know, it comes from a good place because you're trying to be aggressive. And we've talked a lot about multiple effort plays and activity and competing and running guys off the line. But you get in that moment, you got to jump up. You can't jump out. And, you know, especially with a guy like that, he's going to get that call.
When did you know Book was going to go tonight, and what did you think of what he gave you?
Really, right before the game. He wasn't there this morning, and we just wanted him to stay home and take care of himself and then go out. Once he started feeling less nauseous and things like that where he could play, it was really a question of whether or not he had enough energy to play and play effectively, and that was really, he did. He was in this place last game, too. And I called him after last game. He's like, "What, you know, what's up?" And you say he's drained. So I mean, it found some energy somewhere. So his effort was fantastic.
Coach, what can you say about both Treys on your team, Burke and Lyles? Trey Burke with his decision making, particularly in pick and roll that you mentioned, and then Lyles playing great defense on C.J. Miles throughout.
Well, we just, you know, keep your skills ready and keep your mind right, and your opportunities come. I think Trey Lyles has been working. He's kept his skills ready, and he was in a good place mentally. He did a really good job, you know, little things defensively, hedging pick and roll. I thought he was more active on the boards tonight than he's been. The three he hit in the corner was a big basket. You know, it's a really big basket. And, Trey Burke was just engaged, you know, and I think when Fave's rolling like that, it's hard not to honor that role, and that opens up a pocket. And, you know, he's capable of making that mid-range jump shot when he has a little space. It's tough to guard that action.
Obviously a big bounce back from the last game. But how much better can your team be without Rudy Gobert? Was this, I mean, considering where you were?
Well, we didn't know exactly what this game would look like at the beginning of the game. You know, we weren't sure if we were going to have Trevor. You know, we knew they were playing small. They played big at times. The matchups were, you know, there was a lot of variables going into the game. And that's on some level a function of us kind of redefine ourselves in some ways. But I felt like our effort was at a high level. And We'll figure some of the other stuff out. It may not look pretty all the time. It may not be successful all the time, but we'll keep grinding. And when we have an effort like that tonight, it allows me to kind of assess what's going on and try to adjust where applicable or double down where things were good. Okay.